Welcome to The Yadasha Show, District 29's favorite podcast. Stick around, this is God's country. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Yadasha Show. My name is Ann Johnston Brown. Of course, I'm your host. And as always, we have on the line with us the woman of the hour, Yadasha Williams, who's running for Assembly District 29, but she's here to also talk to the other candidates. She wants to make sure you're informed. How you doing, Yadasha?
I'm good. Just getting one step closer to helping everyone know their rights.
Oh, boy. That is your new slogan, Know Your Rights. And we want to make sure everyone has their questions answered and even knows that they can ask a question, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And in fact, there was a woman named Melissa who sent in a question right there in your District 29. She sent in a question that says, what are the first bills that you're going to put in place once you're in office?
So one of the biggest bills that is very important to me is theft. People are being robbed and they have to replace things that they shouldn't have to replace. And right now we have a bill where people could steal up to $1,200 and they're not really punished. So I want to make some changes to that bill to where the fine, it goes from $1,200 to $250. That act of bill would keep people's eyes open and people would think twice before they start stealing. The second one I would say is accountability. Accountability act to where parents are held accountable for their children's actions. There's too many fights when it comes to children bullying, when it comes to children theft, when it comes to children 18 and under in the school, outside of the school, people don't feel safe. Their packages are being stolen. So if we have Accountability Act to put in place to where parents are held responsible, maybe they would actually discipline their children better.
It seems like we live in a repercussion-free society right now, and not just for the ones perpetrating the crime, but if you're a minor, the parents should have to face the repercussion. So I love that you're planning to do this. All right, we have our guest today. She is a very special guest, Amy Wood, and she's a registered nurse with over 25 years of nursing experience, skilled in healthcare consulting, business development, integrated marketing, sales, and case management. She is also a MAGA conservative. Amy currently works as a field rep with Charlie Kirk's Turning Point Action right here in Southern Nevada, and she's here with us right now. Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. My goodness, we've been seeing you everywhere. We, of course, you're just such a constant presence here in Nevada, which we're thrilled about because you're just doing such an amazing work with the Charlie Kirk team. And I know Yadasha has some questions, so let me just turn it over to her right now.
All right, Amy. Well, again, thank you very much for being on the show. It is such a great honor to actually get to hear you and hear your views and everything is what's going on. So the first thing I want to ask is if you can just describe to us what Turning Point Action does and its main goals in Nevada.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a loaded question, but really in brief, so Turning Point Action is the largest grassroots conservative organization in the United States.
Wow.
So you've heard of other groups like Turning Point USA. We have our Turning Point Faith. So those groups are all under the Turning Point family, but Turning Point Action is a 501c4, meaning that we are the action side or we are the political arm of the Turning Point family. So we get to do all the political stuff. We make it fun. We're trying to really make a mark here in Nevada. And I think so far we're doing a great job.
Absolutely. I'm like, I've seen you so many times.
Well, that's, I love hearing that, but that means I'm doing my job.
Absolutely. I learned a lot just by seeing where you're going and all your social media you put out there is truly amazing. Now, how did you become involved with Turning Point Action and what is your role as a field representative?
So how I got involved, me and my husband moved here in 2020. If everybody remembers, that was in the middle or kind of the beginning. I don't even remember now anymore of the whole COVID thing.
Right. And,
yeah. I mean, time has flown by, right? So we moved here in 2020 from California, and we moved out here for just a better life. And, you know, home prices were cheaper, no state tax, all of the great things. And I honestly thought I would work as a nurse again. But with medical mandates and vaccine mandates that came out, I just did not feel that that was okay. And I feel that it was not something that I wanted to have forced upon me.
Right.
I had already had COVID. I had already been treated with things that they said didn't work. So I knew that there was some things that I just didn't align with. I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole, but I just didn't feel comfortable with that. I am for medical freedom. I am against government overreach. And so I just stood my ground and I said no. So I have not worked as a nurse in Nevada, and it's kind of unfortunate because that's what I went to school for, and I truly, truly loved it. But I do see now that my calling was really just for something different. And so I'm here. I'm the rep for Las Vegas for Clark County, and I got into it because I actually was on social media and I saw that they were hiring for a rep in Nevada, and I thought to myself, Amy, first off, you are way too old to be working for Turning Point. But at the same time, I had a job and I just, you know, and I liked my job. I was just doing some mortgage stuff and just inputting things. It was very basic. It was nothing that was actually pushing me outside of my comfort zone. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and apply. And, you know, 5 interviews and many conversations later, they decided that I was the fit for Las Vegas. And so I've been with them since March of 2023.
Oh, wow.
So. Long story, but condensed it down to kind of where I am.
Yes. Well, what advice would you give someone who wants to get involved in the grassroots political movement, particularly on the conservative side?
I would say now more than ever is a great time to get involved. I know for what we are doing here with Turning Point Action, we are building coalitions, which is really just grassroots people that align with the same values. And we have a mom's coalitions, a Latino coalition, farmers and ranchers, and then we also have a faith coalition. So what we're doing is we're getting people that think the same, have the same values, and bringing them together in order for them to take action. So our coalitions will be our boots on the ground, our ballot chasers. But until we get to that point, until the election comes, we're going to be doing some really amazing events, some rallies, some get-togethers. And what that does is it brings people together and they don't feel like they're alone. I think, you know, sometimes when you think a certain way, or what we hear a lot, you know, from quote unquote MAGA extremists, you know, we're extreme. So I think a lot of people are just scared to get involved, and that's not the case. You are not alone. And the best way to do that is to become involved with a group. And that's what we're doing. We're building our coalitions, like I said, and people are making new friends and they're finding out that, you know what, there are a ton of conservatives out here in Las Vegas. Believe
right.
it or not, there's
not
a ton
scary.
Of us. They're not scary.
Right. I'm part of you guys' mom coalition. And I don't speak Spanish, but I am part of that coalition as well because we need to unite together.
Absolutely. That's what we're lacking here in Las Vegas is that, you know, in the last election, we had over 175,000 registered Republicans who didn't vote. And,
yes.
you know, it wasn't a presidential election year, so you can always count that. There's always going to be a little bit less, right? But at the same time, why didn't these people vote? Why? What was their issue? What was their concern? And we really need to get to the bottom of that so that we don't lose any more elections. We can't afford it.
Right.
We really can't.
Well, I'm definitely going to make my footprint in it to make sure that
you
guys have everything you need to make sure that we are going to make America great again.
We have to. I think this is the year, and I'm, you know, everybody always says this is the most important election, but looking back and how drastic our country has changed in just 3.5 years is scary.
Oh my gosh. It's,
right?
It's like real, this has been probably the worst 3 years of my life. And I'm saying that with all seriousness, because I've been homeless
mm-hmm.
before. And this is by far the worst.
Isn't it? I know. And so what we have to do, we really just have to step up our game. You know, the problem is the left is beating us at the ballot game. So our solution over on this side with Turning Point Action is to really launch a robust grassroots network to make sure that every American and every Nevadan cast their vote so that we can have a victory. And I think that if we all do that, we pull together and we talk about the issues and how important they are, we actually can really win this election.
I completely agree. Now, how can people get in touch with you so they could be a part of this this strong turning point?
So if you want to sign up for coalitions, you just go to coalitions.com, and that information will come directly over to me. If you are a Las Vegas, if you're living here in Las Vegas, it automatically comes to me, or anywhere in Nevada. And I can actually reach out to you and find and let you know about how to get more involved. Or you're also always able to email if you like. It's at amy.wood@tpaction.com, amy.wood@tpaction.com. And I will gladly chat with anybody who wants to get involved. Always looking for more people.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, you are welcome.
You know, Amy, I have to ask a question too. You know, I too moved here in 2020 from the People's Republic of California. and I know my experience, having lived there for 56 years, you know, it was very difficult at times to be a conservative in California, unless you lived in Orange County. Where are you from as far as California?
We actually lived in Orange County.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
Yes. You know, and what's really crazy is just, I get a lot of messages from people where I came from, right?
Yeah.
And they that I'm working with Turning Point now. Uh-huh. And they're like, how can I get involved? How do we do events? How do we, you know, do this, do that, and the other? And really the only advice that I can give to them, because we do not have grassroots reps there in those states.
Oh.
It's not a swing state, right?
Okay.
So my best advice to somebody who wants to get involved, who's not here locally or in a state where we have activists, would be to go to tpaction.com mm-hmm. and download our app, because our app, we've spent millions of dollars on this, and it's
yeah.
going to be huge in the ballot chasing game, and you can utilize it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's location based.
Yep.
So somebody who wants to get involved in another state, please go download the app, play around with it, and learn how to utilize it in your own neighborhood.
Well, we have used it. We, Yadasha and I have used it, where we just
yes.
open it up, and then I'm telling you, it's the exact app you're saying with, you know, you literally say, you know, knocking on doors. You want to knock on doors. It tells you who is in your area that votes, is a Republican, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, if you're in an area that's full of like-minded people. I you know,
absolutely.
That's, it's a good feeling, even if you're not, you know, campaigning like we are. But I just love that. And by the way, one last little question, since we have about 30 seconds, I assume that you've personally met Charlie Kirk. What's he like in real life?
He's exactly as you see
oh,
him.
Oh, good.
The guy is everywhere. I feel like I'm everywhere, but this guy is everywhere. He's great. He speaks his mind. I mean,
yeah.
can you imagine just what he has done in 11 years?
Amazing.
It's insane, right?
Yep.
And what he does on college campuses
yeah.
and gets these kids to understand what they're actually talking about.
Right.
He's just great. Great role model.
He really is so young and has done so much. And we are just grateful for not only him, but for you, Amy. And so I want to thank you for just coming on. And also, by the way, guys, don't forget, you know, we've given you a lot of information here, but I'm going to post all the links that Amy cited in this interview. And also, we want you to join us this Saturday, May 4th from 3 to 6 p.m. for a gun safety and firearms training fundraiser, hosted by the one and only Yadasha Williams and featuring firearms instructor Frank Friends. So bring the family and come on out to this free event to get up to date on the proper ways to use and store your firearms. Open to parents and their kids ages 5 and up. All right, guys, it has been great. Hey, Amy, thanks again. And of course, our beautiful Yadasha Williams as well. Guys, it has been wonderful. We will see you tomorrow with a brand new podcast. See you then. Bye-bye.